72BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Wednesday in wonderful, beautiful Brevard County, Florida, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Tonight, we have our Fire Bible Discipleship class, and I will tell you, this was not an original idea that we had. A friend of mine, an evangelist, came through, and he introduced this concept to me, and we have taken that, and we've run with it, and it's one of the best things that our church has ever done, ever been a part of. If you want to grow in the Word of God, then you come. This is not going to be like a doctoral level Bible study. This is more like introduction to theology, where you're going to, it might be a little more than introduction to theology. We only had 13 weeks and two or three hours a week. So 39. Yeah, this is more than introduction to theology. We have been doing this now for coming up on a year in August, and our church just thrives on it. They absolutely love it. And we got a number of teachers that rotate in and out. But the thing that happens is the guy who introduced me to it has seen what success we've had with it, and he's telling other people in other churches that he ministers in about this, and we're able to share with them the information we have so that they can implement and utilize that in their church as well. So if you would like to grow in the Word, see us tonight at 7 p.m. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. They've been in Brevard County for a long, long time. They've been providing sales, services, and repairs from the southern tip of Brevard County to the northern tip, from the coast over, I think that at one point in time, they even did some work over in other counties to the west. They deal in repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields, and they've been doing that for coming up on 5 decades. I don't think they've hit 50 yet, but I think they're getting pretty close. They work in residential settings and commercial settings. If you've got an emergency come up, don't you hate it when something breaks at 5:03, or you know, right after things close down? I have a relationship with them that goes back a couple of decades, where they've been helping us with challenges that we faced with electric and things like that, air conditioning problems. We go way, way back. They're a blessing to the body of Christ, but they are also very skilled with this mechanical equipment. And so if there's an emergency that comes up, I know that many times the dentist will say, I'm on call this weekend. And so if there's an emergency that comes up, if you have a dealings with them, they're going to be there for you best they can. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So write this number down, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. So if you find yourself in need of their services, you can call them. And when you do, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Real quick, before we get into the Word of God, this is the offering fundraiser week here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I know that you've got budgets in your home. If you don't have a budget, you need to get a budget. I used to never understand how people could budget especially in churches where it's a faith-based ministry. But then I had people say, well, you know what? You take your best guess and you go from there. And ours is not the type of budget where Washington, D.C. has, where they say, well, this is how much we spent last year, so we've got to spend more than that this year. We're not afraid to start new ministries. We're not afraid to end ministries that are not effective. And so we look at it and say, okay, what do we need for this year? Well, WMIE operates throughout Brevard County. They've got many, many different frequencies that they transmit on because they want people in different parts of the county to be able to hear these programs, WWBC, WMIE. And so all of that equipment needs to be maintained and kept up and running. Especially with supply chain issues, the prices of things went up. And so if the Refresh Radio program is a blessing to you, if there's other programs here on the air that are a blessing to you, realize there is a technological side, there's a hardware side that needs to be maintained, and you can help meet the needs of the ministry by saying, you know what, for the next 6 months, I'm going to give $10 a month, or I'm going to give $20 a month, or $50 a month. I'll give a dollar a month. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, I tell our congregation, whenever God summoned the people to Jerusalem, he said, don't appear before me empty-handed. So there are certain aspects where there should be some participation level. Now, we have a lot of missionaries that come through Merit Assembly of God, and whenever a missionary comes, we take up an offering that goes into their account in Springfield, and that is utilized for them on the field. And not everybody feels compelled to give to every single missionary. This is not a tithe. Your tithe doesn't belong to the radio station. Your tithe belongs to the local church. It's God's. It's holy. It belongs to him. Don't touch it. You get to be faithful with 90%. You honor him with the first 10%, and he'll make that 90% go farther. But if you feel strongly about the ministry of WMIE, I encourage you to say, you know what, for 6 months, I think I can support them with this amount of money. And with 600,000 plus people, I think, in Brevard County, I think we can keep the gospel going from the southern to the northern tip and people's lives still being impacted in a positive way. 321-632-1000. Tell Danny you're calling because you heard about it on the Refresh Radio program. Back to Acts chapter 18 we go. We were here yesterday. We ended in the middle of a verse. I'll just start reading verse number 6. We'll shorten the amount of material we're going to read today down to verse number 8. Verse number 6 says, "But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, 'Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles.' And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city.'" I'm going to stop the reading there. Yesterday we were talking about that the Jewish people, even though they had been reasoning together about the gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul had devoted himself to preaching about Jesus, but the more he was devoted to that mission, the more resistance and opposition that arose against him, and these people blasphemed him. He shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean." And so whenever you find yourself in a position of disagreement, as much as is possible within you, keep the peace. Live peaceably with those around you. Don't be the source of strife and discord. Be the person that is going above and beyond the call of duty. Because you and I, we have a responsibility to stand before God of how we conducted ourselves, not just in good times, but even in adversarial times. And we want to be able to stand before God and say, God, I want you to know I was devoted. I was committed to reaching those people with the love of Jesus Christ, with the word of the living God, but they rejected it. And I want you to know I'm clean. So he says, from now on, I will go to the Gentiles. Now, later on in Paul's ministry, when he mentions that because the Jewish people have rejected, and it was not Jewish people as a whole, there were plenty of Jewish believers, but there was the organized hierarchical Jewish leadership, and many of the people that followed them, they rejected that. And Paul said, okay, if you are rejecting it, then I'm going to go to the Gentiles. And later on in his ministry, whenever he said that, that would send people into a rage. Because not only did they want to reject it for themselves, they wanted to reject the gospel for society as a whole. And not only that, they, to a large extent, carried animosity in their heart towards these people who they deemed were lesser individuals than what they were, because they deemed themselves to be very, very important and special. And I want you to know that you are part of the all. For God wants all to come to repentance. Everyone. You can look in the Old Testament and you will find that God said, look, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. There was supposed to be an accommodation that was there so that people who didn't come from the same bloodline physically, but they came from the same bloodline through the Savior, that's who he wants worshiping around the throne. And so if you don't look like me, you still have access to the throne of grace just like I do. God wants people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And so if someone rejects you, don't throw up your hands and say, that's it, I'm done, I tried, I failed. That is a tactic of the enemy. A lot of people say, well, I tried to witness to this person and they didn't accept my witness. Well, you know, I tried to take my driver's test when I was 16 and I failed the first time I took it. There was some important information that the instructor had not shared with me in all of my driving class, and so I had a relative of my mother who was a police officer, and after I had failed the driver's test, he called up the instructor and said, okay, I need to know why he's failing this so that I can help him to succeed. And everything had to do with what I did with my neck at an intersection. And so the relative comes over and he says, okay, I know that you're looking at an intersection. You're keeping eyes out for traffic. He said, when you're taking that test, I need you to exaggerate your movements. And so make sure that you fully turn your neck to the left and to the right and to the left again. because he wants to know that you've got your eyes on everything that is going on around you. That's the one thing you're not doing, and he's taking points off every time you go through an intersection because he's not seeing you turn your head. Like, I can do that. So the next time I went and took that test, I raised my head. I turned it to the left. I looked down. I raised it. I looked right. I William Kirked it from Star Trek. I overacted to the point, and I got 100 on the driving test that third time. Isn't it great when God positions people in your life that when you are not succeeding at something, they can come along and help you to be successful? A lot of believers are terrified of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest fears that exist in human beings isn't the fear of dying, although people are very much afraid of dying. If you ask them what their greatest fear is, the polls say that they have a greater fear of public speaking than they have of dying. They just don't want to be able to communicate with people in a manner that is you and I are called to do. One of the reasons that people speak about as to why they don't share the gospel is they're afraid that they're not going to be accepted, that the people are going to be reject them, and that they may be persecuted because of that. So I want to remind you that Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come and will give you the words to say when you are making a gospel presentation, because he knows the keys to people's hearts. He knows what is going on in their lives, what they're sensitive to. He knows how to send forth a word that's going to make a difference in those people's lives. The other thing that they say is that they do not feel adequately prepared. They don't feel like they know the Bible well enough. Well, tonight at 7 p.m. at 165 North Grove Street, we're going to be going through our Bible study where we make disciples who make disciples who make disciples, because we want people to be adequately and thoroughly prepared. And so whenever we've got one of the members of the congregation that's doing the teaching, I position myself right there beside them. And the reason for that is because if there's a question that comes up, which happens on occasion, and they're not in a position to know the answer, I can put them at ease, and I will say, is it okay if I address that? And you would be amazed at how much at ease it puts the other people who are teaching when they know that there's somebody there that can handle the challenging aspects that they may not have been prepared for. When when these people that Paul had been ministering to rejected the gospel, he said, I'm going to go to the Gentiles and I'm going to present the gospel to them. Now, I told you later on that becomes a point of hostility. It becomes a trigger point for many people. And Paul experienced persecution as a result of that. But everyone has a right to the presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone needs to have the privilege of repenting and getting their lives right with Jesus. That's why we support missionaries. That's why we're here on the radio. That's why we preach at church. That's why we interact with people in the community, is because everyone needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here he is. He's in the synagogue. All of this is taking place in the synagogue. And he leaves from there and he goes to the house of a guy by the name of Justus. Justus was one who worshiped God. I think that it is very important that we remember we're not in a debate club here. We're here to introduce people to Jesus. And the best way for that to happen is if you and I spend some time talking to Jesus before we start talking to people about Jesus. Worship, this guy by the name of Justice said, look, these other people are rejecting and blaspheming because there are things that they're so emotional about, things that they have elevated to being of more importance than the truth about God. They have elevated that to such an extreme. Now they've become hostile. They were already spiritually at enmity against God. Now they're manifesting physical hostilities against God. He said, I want to bow myself. I want to worship. I want to kneel before God. I want him to be the highest and most important part of my life. Well, whose house would you rather be in? The house of strife and discord or the house of worship? There's way too much of the attitude that relationships are disposable here in 2023. I think we would have a lot less strife and discord if we had a lot more worship of God going on. Because you're not supposed to be blessing God and cursing man with the same time frame, same mouth, same location. You and I, we need to be worshipers, practicing worshipers. And by, I don't mean rehearsal. I mean people who are actually worshiping and living a lifestyle of worship. And so Paul says, I think I'm going to set up shop here. Well, that was not only the spiritual environment of the house, but the proximity of the house, it goes on and it says, was next door to the synagogue. So from that point, from the time of the rejection, from the time of the blasphemy, to the time of Paul saying, I'm going to go to the Gentiles, he goes to this guy by the name of Justice, and Paul is ministering in the house of Justice right next door to the synagogue. And so there's a choice that has to be made as to where they're going to go. Going to go to the synagogue or going to go hear Paul and what he has to say? I will tell you this, there is no substitute for anointing. Okay? Now, anointing doesn't trump truth. Anointing validates truth. It accompanies truth. It takes the truth and causes it to be received in people's life. The anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. Okay? And so that's where Paul sets up. And guess who the first person that is mentioned that has their life transformed at the house of Justice, this house of worship, this house where Paul is ministering, the first person that is mentioned as having a transformed life is a guy by the name of Crispus. Now, I see that name. I know that that's a Greek name or a Jewish name, but that name just has me wanting to make crispy jokes all about it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to try and refrain there, because the truth was that the more important thing wasn't his name was Crispus. The important thing was he was the ruler of the synagogue. And Paul was ministering in the house of Justice, and the ruler of the synagogue hears what Paul is saying and becomes a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only he, but his entire household. His entire household. Because of that, it says this in verse number 8, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. So there was a house that was available that Paul could use for ministry. the religious leader of that community ended up becoming a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. There were other people who had a relationship with Crispus, had a relationship with his family, and were influenced by them, and they too became believers. Now, I want you to know, when Crispus became a believer, there was a cost. If you go down to verse number 17, it says, then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue. That means that Crispus, when he became a believer, he was no longer the ruler of the synagogue. They replaced him. And he was of the mindset that the Savior that I have found is going to be the provider who takes care of me. And so it was worth it to him, even though there was a loss of employment, a loss of status, there was more to be gained than there was to be lost. It says that they were believed and they were baptized. I know that, you know, Easter, Resurrection Sunday is still very recently behind us. And if you became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to follow the Lord in water baptism. In many parts of the world, if you say, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, they're not happy about it, but they will be okay with that. It's when you take that next step and you say, I am going to be baptized. I'm going to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ, and as far as his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that's when they know that this is something that isn't just a passing phase. This is a very serious declaration of faith. Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He had not sinned, so he wasn't having to repent, but he was willing to do that to fulfill righteousness. And so if you have not been baptized, I want to encourage you to do that. It's part of the Great Commission, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As far as the word picture goes, the concept of baptism means it's a term that was used to identify what dyeing a fabric would look like. You would take it, you would put it into this solution, and when it comes back out, it would be different all the way down to the very core of the threads. I pray today that you will not be afraid to share. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, let it touch every part of the core of your being, and let everybody know Jesus is Lord. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.